Thanks everyone for coming out this Sunday evening at Spanish Fork, Utah. And thanks to those who download these talks as podcasts from iTunes. Invite your comments, correspondence, and feedback by emails at utahchristians@gmail.com. We also have a website, utahchristians.org. I'd like to thank those that have taken the membership class, which is available there. We couldn't do what we do without your help and support. Today our subject matter is bent, but not broken. There are plenty of things in life that happen to us to push us down. Disappointments, sorrows, setbacks, bad news from the doctor, a relationship that didn't work out. Too often, we use it as an excuse to settle where we are. But to see God's best, we have to have the power to push through and prevail. We have to have the bend, but not the breaking power. That means that when you get knocked down, you don't stay down, you get back up again. It means that you don't have a pity party when things don't go your way. It means you don't think that life's unfair because you know that Krishna or God can take things that were meant for your harm and use them to produce good. Here Prabhupada, our spiritual master, says, a devotee who becomes helpless by the will of the Lord is more fortunate than those who have supposed advantages. He says, the less fortunate devotee who is put into a forlorn condition is more fortunate because he swiftly returns to the lotus feet of the Lord, thinking himself helpless all around. A person with a bend, don't break mentality knows that every setback is really a setup for a comeback. That adversity is not permanent, it's temporary. You've heard the phrase throughout the Bible, pestilence came to pass, disease came to pass, war came to pass, famine came to pass. The operative word there is pass. Not that it came, but that it passed. It has a beginning, a middle, and an end. The poet said, today is hard, tomorrow will be harder still. Yet God has kindly placed between a threefold screen of sunset sky, sleep's downy wings, and a dawn that sings, that we may face with tranquil heart each day apart. There may be weeping at night, but there'll be joy in the morning. What am I saying? Don't sit around complaining, thinking about all that you lost. Remember that God or Krishna is a God of restoration. Instead of being discouraged by your difficulty, know, be encouraged, knowing that if you stay in faith, you're going to eventually get double for your trouble. You're going to come out of that difficulty better than when you went into it. The Pandavas, if you know the Mahabharata, could have moaned and groaned while they were exiled, unfairly deprived of their kingdom, sent into the forest for 13 years. They could have complained that life was passing them by. They were getting older while younger, more ambitious people were taking their places back in the palace. How do you make up for 13 years in exile when your enemies are sitting pretty, holding your former positions, and taking every single advantage? The answer is that you don't. You don't ever, in the natural, make up that ground. However, Krishna or God can act supernaturally. If you're familiar with the Mahabharata, everything that the enemies of the Pandavas, headed up by Duryodhana, gained in 13 years while the Pandavas were in exile, Krishna took it away from them during only 18 days of battle in Kurukshetra and gave it back to the Pandavas, restored it to the Pandavas twofold. The wealth was twofold, the prosperity was twofold, the strength of their position was stronger than it had ever been before. He's, after all, the Lord of the universe. He's within the heart of every living being. No challenge, no obstacle, no critic, no backstabber, no sickness, no bad stock market is going to keep you from your God-given destiny. Why? Because you have the DNA of Almighty Lord in you. You have the seeds of greatness. Sanjaya, who narrated the Bhagavad Gita, the Song of God, his concluding words, Yatra Yogeshwara Krishna Yata Partha Dunur Darya Yata Striya Vijaya Bhutir Dhruva Nitir Matamama. Yogeshwara, wherever there is Krishna, the master of all mystic powers, for whom nothing is impossible, the impossible is entirely possible for Krishna, and wherever there is someone with a bend but don't break mentality, serving the Lord and putting Him first place to the best of his ability, Sanjaya says, there is victory, opulence, and morality. That is my opinion. Arjuna, 5,000 years ago, he was personally present face to face with Krishna, and he achieved prosperity, morality, victory. But we're not face to face with Krishna. We're 5,000 years removed. So how do we get to that same advantageous position? We chant Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Being absolute, any bona fide name of God is non-different from God. That's the nature of being absolute. In the relative world, I say water, 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 I'll still be thirsty because the name water and the substance are different. That's the relative world. But the absolute world is that the name of the absolute is non-different from the absolute. You can associate with the Lord anytime you just open your mouth and chant Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. By that association, Krishna, the master of all mystic powers, and someone who's trying their level best to put him first place, there's victory, there's wisdom, there's strength, there's stamina, there's opulence, and nobody or nothing can break you. They may bend you, but they will not break you. You're created not to be a victim, but to be a victor. Not to be dominated, but to be an overcomer. When you're tempted to give up, something inside of you, and we've all had this experience, says, no way, this is not who I am. I may have had some bad breaks in the past, but Krishna has put a bounce back in my spirit. We were created to rise above these problems. I want you today to get your hopes up if they're down, dragging on the floor. You're not average. You're not ordinary. You are a child of the Most High God. You are created to live in victory. Times get tough. Just have the attitude, I may be knocked down, but I'm not knocked out. I may bend, but I won't break. Heard about palm trees during hurricane winds. Hurricane winds reach 120 miles an hour, and they can blow for as much as 4 or 5 hours. During that time, the palm tree is leveled to the ground. It's completely bent over. It's leveled to the ground. To the right of it, in front of it, back of it, there are stiff-necked trees being broken and thrown away, but the palm tree settles down there, level to the ground. When the winds finally abate, after perhaps as much as 4 or 5 hours, the palm tree just bounces right back up. Just springs up to where it was. And do you know something? An interesting fact? The palm tree is now stronger than it was before. During the time it was parallel, its roots were gripping and its roots were actually going deeper and deeper into the ground. So when it springs back up, it is stronger than it was before the storm. You might even go so far as to say, without the storm, the palm tree would never have become everything that it was meant to become. Lord Vishnu, you see him there in multiple forms, has four arms. It's four symbols. There is the razor sharp discus. I'll show you here. See it? And the club. The razor sharp discus and the club are for those who would try to break righteous, pious, God-conscious people. They're a sign that whenever you try to break a devotee, the devotee won't break. The devotee will just bend. But whoever tries to break the devotee, Krishna will make sure that that person will pay. Duryodhana tried to break the 5 pious Pandava brothers, but he didn't break them. He himself was broken at the end of the Kurukshetra War. This ambitious, cruel, conspiratorial, criminal Duryodhana lay in the dust, his hip broken, surrounded on the ground by jackals and with vultures circling overhead. The chakra and the club are a warning to those who would try to harass God-conscious, pious people. On the other hand, the Lord has the conch and the lotus flower. Here's the conch and the lotus flower. When you blow the conch, it makes you happy, makes you auspicious. All inauspicious things go away. And the lotus flower grows within water, very beautiful lakes and reservoirs with flowers and greenery and swans. The lotus flower, although it grows within water, never gets wet. Similarly, although we are in this material world, we are not of this world. We need to constantly remind ourselves that we're not these temporary material bodies. We are the living force inside these bodies, which comes from God. We are sparks of God. God is eternal, full of bliss and knowledge. And we need to remind ourselves that we are eternal, full of bliss and knowledge. When things look dark, you're just covered by some embers, by some smoke, by some ashes. The response to that should not identify with the darkness and get all down and depressed. But the response is to speak light into the darkness, to roll back the darkness, and you can do that in an instant. You know how? You guessed it. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Prabhupada says here, he who serves the Lord with his full energy is free of material bondage, even while still living in the material body. In other words, at every moment he understands himself as an eternal spiritual entity, to be transcendental to the pleasures and pains, the ups and downs of material existence. Even in the greatest difficulty, he remains undisturbed, serene in his transcendental loving relationship with Krishna. Remember three things. Never get discouraged. Dig your heels in and stubbornly refuse to get discouraged. Remember that Krishna, God, is always with you. You're never alone. And thirdly, rely on the protection and the guidance of the Lord. If you're discouraged, it's because you're choosing to be discouraged. I can tell you of two people, both of them had a rough background. They both went through the same difficulties, the same problems, the same abuse, if you will. And in response to the very, very same background and very, very same set of circumstances, one has become bitter, and the other has become what? Better. Better. Doesn't that prove to us that it's a choice? That nothing can ultimately discourage you except yourself. Focus on Krishna's power rather than the problem. Don't focus on the situation, focus on your Savior. In the course of fulfilling our dreams, our human energy runs out. It reaches its limits. Our stamina runs out after a certain period of time. Our energy runs out. Our wisdom runs out. At that point, the Lord steps in and shows his power and his presence. When you come to the end of human power, you perceive divine power in your life. And if we settle, if we seek always comfortable situations, never to be challenged, God will never appear in our lives. Prahlad Maharaj, we're just coming up on Holi. Holi is gets its name, the festival of colors gets its name from a witch of ancient times named Holika. She had a boon from Lord Brahma, the creator of the universe, that she wouldn't be burned by fire. So being twisted in her mind, she misused that boon in order to kill babies. She'd walk into fires, they'd be burned, and she'd walk out. So she tried that one day with a 5-year-old Krishna devotee named Prahlad Maharaj, whose habit was always chanting Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. But when the boon of Holika, which was given to her by Brahma, the creator of the universe, confronted the chanting of Prahlad Maharaj, who is glorifying and associating through his name with the creator of millions and millions of universes and millions of Lord Brahmas, what happened? The boon of Brahma collapsed, and on that occasion, Holika was burned and Prahlad walked out. One of the observances of the Holi festival, about 3 o'clock on Saturday afternoon, you'll see Holika put to the torch. She's burned up, commemorating that instance many, many, many thousands of years ago. Prahlad was a 5-year-old boy. He had no chance against this demoniac witch. From the normal, natural point of view, he had no chance to survive. But he stepped up to the supernatural power of God by chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Sita also, Sita on the far right of the altar there, she was kidnapped, she was exiled along with Ram for 14 years in hermitage where they were exiled. The evil Ravana, lusty Ravana, kidnapped her. He took her to his island fortress in Sri Lanka, harassed her, intimidated her, did everything he could to get her to surrender to him and to forget her husband, Ram. Finally, Rama rescued her, brought her back to her capital city, Ayodhya. Then some low-class people were, well, Sita lived in another man's house for 1 year. She couldn't have maintained faithfulness to her husband all that time. Heard of the Stockholm syndrome, I'm sure. And even Ram, as a husband, he could take her side. But as a king, he could not intervene in behalf of her reputation. And so even her husband, the city was whispering against her. Her reputation was at stake. Her husband could do nothing to help her. It looked dark. It looked hopeless. She maintained that never for 1 second during my captivity by Ravana did I think of any other man than my husband, Lord Ramachandra. And to prove it, she said, I'll walk into fire. She walked into fire. What should happen? But the fire wasn't hot, it was cooling. None other than Agni, the Lord of Fire, walked out, escorted Sita back out of the fire, and in front of all of her accusers, all of her naysayers, presented Sita to her husband and said, here is your wife, Lord Ram. She has always thought of you. Even though she was stolen away and held captive by another man, she always thought of you with love and devotion. There is no fault in her. Please take her back. This is a scriptural quote. I'm not sure from where, but it says, when you walk through the fires of oppression, you will not be burned up. The flames will not consume you. You're not going to drown. You're not going to burn up. You're not going to die. Why? Because you're not alone. God is with you. When it looks like you're alone, abandoned, cut off, it is none other than the Lord of millions and millions of universes who is in your heart. Considering all this, even when it looks bad, even when there's scarcity, you should plan for your prosperity. So long as you're keeping God foremost by chanting Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And this is how we enact that in our own individual lives and in our homes, those of us who are congregational members. We come on Sunday and we chant and dance with musical instruments. We get all inspired. But to maintain this practice, this yogic practice, this meditation during the week, we get ourselves a set of japa beads or chanting beads downstairs in the gift store, and we find an early morning time when we can sit, ideally in front of a picture or in a nice spiritual atmosphere with the TV off, Facebook closed, and chant Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. I know how hard that sounds, but really, once you get a taste of chanting the holy name of the Lord, you'll never, ever. Plan for your prosperity. Imagine Duryodhana, all that he did, all the crimes, Ravana, all the crimes they did. They wanted their kingdoms, they wanted material opulence, they wanted women, they wanted wine, they wanted name and fame. But within a finger snap, all of that was taken away from them and handed over to the pious, God-conscious devotees of the Lord. Before the battle of Kurukshetra, Duryodhana had a huge army with great champions and heroes like Bhishma, Dronacharya, Ashwatthama. Pandavas had been in the forest eating roots and herbs. They were weakened. They literally stumbled out of the forest after 13 years in exile to face a vastly superior force that outnumbered them. And before the battle engaged, Krishna said to Arjuna, they are already, I don't care how many they are. I don't care how powerful they are, how lethal they are. They are already put to death by my arrangement. Whatever power they have, that comes originally from me. Pandavas got double for their trouble. So when your troubles start, don't get down and depressed. Get excited. Thank you, Lord, for this storm without which I wouldn't grow, for this challenge without which I wouldn't fulfill my destiny. Thank you, Lord, because I know that when I come out of it, I'm going to be twice as prosperous, twice as healthy, twice as peaceful, twice as mature, twice as joyous. Everything that his father, Hiranyakashipu, had accumulated was given over to Prahlad Maharaj, who did nothing to earn it except chant, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. If you're chanting, you don't have to worry about your enemies. Don't stay up at night losing sleep over your enemies. They're working for you. Sooner or later, Krishna will take from their hands what they've illicitly earned, because he wants his property to be stewarded and to be administered by devotees of the Lord. Don't worry, don't worry, don't worry. Take the same energy that you use worrying about your enemies, about your circumstances, about your debt, your situation. Take that same energy and work. If there's something that you're concerned about, don't worry about it. Just do something about it. Do as much as you can. Do whatever you think you can do, and then let God do what he can do, and get a good night's sleep. Leave it up to the Lord. Ultimately, results are not in our hands. Gandhi says, Providence has its appointed hour for everything. We cannot command results. We can only strive. If someone heard about my history, that 30 years ago I was the president of a huge Krishna temple in Berkeley, California, with 120 devotees, a farm in Mendocino County. 20,000 people came to the festival that I organized in Golden Gate Park every year. And then after that, there was some politics and some upheaval. Then I ended in Los Angeles in a slightly lower position than the president. I was the life membership director there for 10 years. And then finally, I ended up in Spanish Fork, Utah. Now, if you heard that, you would say, his fortunes are in a downward spiral, aren't they? When we're willing to go lower and lower and lower and lower and lower for Krishna, the higher, the higher, the higher, the higher he'll take us. After the service, I'll invite you to come up and get a red dot and get the crown, the shatari on your head. There's a meaning behind that, which I can explain to you in advance if you like. The crown represents power, opulence, and influence up to the position of Lord Brahma, who creates the universe. And on top of the crown, there's a pair of feet. When the priest puts the crown on your head, he says, Om Tad Vishnu Paramam Padam Sadapasanti Suryo Deviva Chaksur Aditam Yad Viprashva Bhanyavo Jagavam Sam Samindade Vishnu Yaparamam Padam. It says, may you always, however influential or powerful you are, remember that that power comes from the lotus feet of the Lord. Any power that anybody has, any fortune that anybody has, comes from Krishna. Lord Brahma himself once prayed, if I could exchange my domination over this entire universe in order to be a blade of grass, a humble blade of grass in the kingdom of God, I would immediately make the switch. Doors close in your life, opportunities seem to shut down. Don't be depressed. God would not have closed one door unless he had a bigger and better door open up somewhere else. Don't let your circumstances dictate your mood. Let the promises of the Lord guide you. Prabhupada says here, one should try to purchase a ticket back to home, back to Godhead. The price of such a ticket is one's intense desire for it, which is not easily awakened, even if one continually performs pious activities for thousands of lives. All mundane relationships are sure to be broken in the course of time, but once one establishes a relationship with the Supreme Personality of Godhead in a particular rasa, it is never to be broken even after the annihilation of this material world. The servant said, thy ransomed servant I restore to thee thine own, and from this moment live or die to serve my God alone. With God first place, learn to get along with humble means. Know also, if the Lord wills it, how to live and use prosperity for his honor and glorification in every and all circumstances. Learn the secret to do all things through Krishna, who strengthens us. Don't break under the circumstances. Bend to the circumstances and allow them to grow you. What is the difference between devotees and non-devotees? Devotees have financial problems. Devotees have family problems. Devotees go through difficulties just like everyone else. But there's a big difference. The difference is not in the absence of problems in their lives, but the difference is in the presence of the guide, the protector, the father, the creator. My challenge today to you is, when you're down, don't stay down. Krishna didn't make us to settle into a groove and to go along to get along. He prompts us to step out in faith and look on every setback as a setup. Every storm is an opportunity to grow stronger. Every stumbling block is a potential stepping stone. Krishna prompts us to know that every time one door closes, another better one opens up somewhere else. The bend, don't break mentality comes from knowing that Krishna or God already has in place a great plan for our lives. As long as we get back up after every fall down, shake off the dust, and keep moving forward, we'll be through these temporary adversities and back in the kingdom of God, of eternality, bliss, and knowledge in the very, very near future. Thanks very much for your kind attention. If you receive this message, please repeat after me. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna. Hare Hare. Hare Rama. Hare Rama. Rama Rama. Hare Hare.